This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Ko kore haupo me taki timu nā waka, ko rangi tāne me Ngāti Kahununu nā iwi, ko tararoa te maunga, ko waia wonga wonga te awa, ko kaituna te haukainga, ko te hiri nā te whare, ko hini te ararangi te tomokana, ko Willow tuku ingoa, ko Hepli tuku ingoa whānau. Kia ora whānau, I'm Willow and welcome to Livewires. You are on air with the radio team from Fernridge School and we are your host, Willow.
And I'm Holly. Today we will share with you about what we've been up to during this term, the first term of 2025. We've had a great term with swimming, lots of great sports and fun days out, and some great learning, of course.
We will also be hearing about a club we have here at Fernridge, and we have an interview with a Canadian caretaker, a pretty popular man at the school. Let's kick things off with a song, though one of our favourites at the moment, APT by Rose and Bruno Mars.
Kissy face, kissy face, senti. Game start.
Ah, pate, ah, pate, ah, pate, ah, pate, ah, pate, ah, pate. Ah, pate, ah, pate, ah, pate, ah, pate, ah, pate, ah, pate.
Kissy face, kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. Red hearts, that's what I'm on, yeah. Come give me something I can feel.
And sing. Okay, Willow, what do you say we have a few members from the radio team share an item?
Great thinking, Holly. First up on the show, we have the vocal stylings of Brax and Nathan. They have written a song about our recent adventure at High Ropes course. We should also credit Max and Jack Woofenden as they worked on the song too, but are away today, unfortunately. So welcome to the show, Brax and Nathan.
Hi, I'm Nathan.
And I'm Bex.
We've written a song about our crazy trip to High Ropes.
We hope you vibe to the song we made.
We're climbing up a ladder without a harness. Oh, where we have one on, it's so scary. I wanna go down, please let me go down, 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 down. Help me please, I am feeling scared and terrified. The adrenaline flows through my veins. looking down at the ground, my feelings all around. I thought I'd fall, but now I'm jumping and spinning as well. It's funner than it looks, so just enjoy the hide. It's okay to be afraid at your first sight. Like I was, but now I'm laughing. Laughing, yeah. I am flying like a bird through the sky, 'cause I know that this is going to last forever in my brain. Oh yeah, oh yeah. 'Cause how I have really made it this far. 1 minute ago I was on the ground, but now I am hanging up here with my friends to face my fears. Other games that we played, it was fun, especially one. Oh, some were so low and some were high. We did courses, flew on a tire, kind of things we all desire. We battle teams, some whoop heroes in reality. Nothing really cares as long as we taste the victory. As the rope and tripples on our hands, just ignore the feeling. I am flying like a bird through the sky, 'cause all I know is that this is going to last forever in my brain. Oh yeah. 'Cause how I have really made it this far. 1 minute ago I was on the ground, but now I am here with my friends. Not to face my fears. Instead I turn to bravery as my heart turns to super speed. As now I am not afraid, I'm just getting started with to turn back. With all my power I can feel as the memory stack on me, 'cause now I can see what I was made for. Lots of them, these things are just one of a kind. Like saying night on a radio with all friends who have been with me for 6 years. Oh, think what's special. We know this is going to last forever in my brain. We really hope that you dance to this song. We made kind of an exclusive remix. So you think that we never did, but the ones we're gonna come. Up high.
That was amazing, guys. Thank you. We had so much fun at High Ropes and conquered a few fears too. Next up, myself and Holly will be joined by Spencer, and we will be interviewing one of our favourite staff members at Fernridge School. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bartlett. We are going to ask you a few questions about how you ended up at Fernridge and what you do here.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Looking forward for the questions.
Can you tell us a bit about your role here at Fernridge? What year did you start and how long have you been here for?
Okay. well, I'm the caretaker. So my job here is to do a few different roles, mainly maintenance of the place. So I make sure that it is nice and tidy for everybody here. I look after cutting the grass, weeding around the place. But my main one that I really find that it's important is the health and safety. So health and safety for you guys is nails that are sticking out somewhere in the playground, or if you find a piece of plastic that's a bit sharp, I'll make sure to clean that up or to look after that sticking nail so it doesn't hurt anybody. So that's one of the things. Also repairing stuff. You know, if there's a little bit of painting to be done in one of the classroom, if there's a broken chair, I'll also look into fixing that and makes it safer for everybody else. You had another question was, how long have I been here? I mean, how many years have I been here? I've been here for 10 years now. I started in 2014. I had arrived in New Zealand in 2012. I started in 2014. So I've been here for 10 years. Yeah.
What did you do in Canada before you came to New Zealand?
I was a police officer. I worked for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police for 25 years. I worked pretty much everywhere in Canada, but mainly in Ontario. So I worked in Northern Ontario. I worked in the border of Michigan and Ontario. And I worked downtown Toronto. So I was a police officer and loved it, but I do enjoy being a caretaker.
Did you see any bears when you were in Canada?
Well, yes, I did. Not everybody in Canada gets to see a bear, but I worked in Northern Ontario. It was a small mining town, and there was a lot of wildlife up there, obviously. And I did get the chance to see a bear here and there.
What town did you live in when you were in Canada?
Well, I started off in the town. I lived in Valleyfield. My hometown was Valleyfield. It was a French community in Quebec. And I've lived there till I was the age of 19 years old. And then I got hired by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. So my posting my first posting was Kirkland Lake. Kirkland, Ontario, the small mining town, gold mining town. And then I went on to be transferred to Sault Ste. Marie, and that was the border town in Ontario. And it was a border with Michigan, the United States. And then I got transferred to Toronto, where the population was approximately 3 million. And it was a big place to cover, but that's... That was one of my last places I lived.
How is Canada different to New Zealand?
Size-wise, it's very different. Population-wise, also. But it's not that much different. We have, one side, we have the mountains and we have the coast. East side, we have the coast. I'd like to compare it as taking Canada and squishing it into a small island, and that turns into New Zealand. So I think it's pretty much the same, except for the size. And the accent is a bit different, too.
I am a member of the track and the trapping team, which is awesome, and I recommend it for every school. Mr. Bartlett, could you please tell us a little bit about what track and the trapping is and why this is important?
Sure. We work hand-in-hand with the Enviro Group here at Fernridge School, and... tracking and trapping is very important. I think that New Zealand one day wants to be predator-free in 2050, which is quite a few years from now, another 25 years. And it's important because we have New Zealand is amazing because it didn't used to have predators. It was predator-free. And the certain birds... I guess evolved as like the kiwi bird and the kakapo and the takahe, those all birds that are flightless. And those are native birds to New Zealand. So we want to keep those native birds living forever. And by doing the tracking and trapping, it puts a bit of pressure on the pests. And we want to eliminate those pests as soon as we can.
Thank you for your time today, Mr. Bartlett. We really wanted to interview you. We're so lucky that you chose to come to Aotearoa and work here at Fernridge School.
Well, I'm lucky to have you guys. I'm lucky to have Fernridge School as my family, and I really appreciate this interview. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us, Mr. Bartlett and Spencer. Time for a song. This is a long-time favourite of ours, unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Undefined. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you can.
You're listening to LiveWires and we are your hosts from Fernridge School. Tune into LiveWires Thursday at 10 a.m. or catch the repeat on Saturday at 4 p.m. or listen when you want on arrowfm.co.nz.
Next up on the show, we will hear about our school swimming sports that took place earlier this term. We got to go to the town pools every day for a week and have lessons. On the last day, we even got to go on the town on the slides. We then had our swimming switch, which was a great chance to show off what we'd learned. We welcome Isla to the show, who has written a song about the event. Take it away, Isla.
Hi, I'm Isla. I have written a song about swimming sports. I'll be singing it to you by the tune of Shake It Off. We didn't get a break. We had pictures in our brains. That's what I say. That's what I say. I do too many laps. But I can do some more. At least that's what I know. At least that's what I know. But I'll keep swimming. Splish, splash, 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 swimming. It's like I've got this feeling that I'm going to win. Cause the competitor's gonna win. Because we're going to win. And I'm just gonna win. Go, goes on. We're just gonna win. Though we're just gonna lose. And I'm just gonna swim. And I'm going to win. I never miss a lap. Going to win my lap. And that's what they see. That's what they see. I'm not swimming on my own. Not swimming on my own. Make me stop as I go. It's time to go. Time to go. I'll see you next time. So say bye-bye.
Well, Isla, that was so great. Swimming and the swimming sports is always so cool in the pool, away from school.
Thanks for the amazing rhyme, Willow. Maybe you should work on that some more, though. Don't quit your day job.
Okay, Miss Putty told us we weren't allowed to bicker, so I'm going to choose not to respond to that comment. Time to move on. Let's have another song, another favourite, Stargazing by Miles Smith.
Ooh. time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. Take my heart, don't break it. Love me to my bones. All this time I've wasted.
Welcome back to the show. Next up, we have a group of girls with us to tell us about something really special that we have here at Fernridge School. Welcome to the show, Evie, Tora, Thea and Ellie, and they are joined by the wonderful Miss Williams.
Hi, our names are Tora,
Ellie,
Thea and Evie.
We're going to talk about something very exciting that Tiny Fidu people run at Fernridge School. It is called Friendship Club. We started Friendship Club last year and it is still going on strong.
Friendship Club is a club that we every morning take in the hall. It is run by year 5s and 6s. And we do fun activities like crafts, fidget, sports, theatre and Lego. You're probably wondering why we do Friendship Club. Over to you, Thea.
Friendship Club was set up to provide activities for any people at Fernridge who might be feeling lonely at morning tea or want to join in on an organised and fun activity.
These are all the people who run Friendship Club. Willow, Tora, Thea, Holly, Isla A, Evio, Ayla, Victoria, Adelaide, Jacob W, Evian and Ellie.
All of the monitors have a rostered day and activity they run. For example, on Monday it's Lego with Adelaide, Jacob and Evio.
On Tuesday it's sports with Tora, Thea and Holly. On Wednesday it's crafts with Ellie, Isla and Victoria. And on
Thursday it's to deal with Willow, Ayla and Evian.
Friday is fun with fidget. We all help with this.
We are going to interview Miss Williams. She supports us to run Friendship Club.
How did you come up with Friendship Club?
Last year, a few of the Year 6 pupils noticed that there were quite a few younger students that were either alone at morning tea or didn't kind of have a group of friends to play with. So they came up with the idea to put on an organised activity that anyone is welcome to come to.
Why is Friendship Club run by Year 6 and Year 5s?
It's a really good opportunity for our Tini Whetū pupils to show rangatiratanga, one of our values, and also manaakitanga. And now you guys are pretty well set up and you run it independently. You only need support sometimes. So it's a good way for you Year 6 pupils to learn about leadership before you head off to intermediate.
Thanks, Mr. Williams, for joining us today, and thanks to the listeners for your time. We love French Club, and it was great to share this with you today. And if you're a French school kid and you're feeling lonely at morning tea, come to the hall and see what's going on. There will always be a friend for you there.
Thank you, ladies, and thank you for what you and Miss Williams do. We all love to recreate TikTok dances. One of our favourites recently has been Justin Bieber's song, Children. We're going to listen to that now. I dare you not to do the dance.
What about the children? Look at all the children we can change. What about a vision? Be a visionary for a change. We're the generation who's gonna be the one to fight for it. We're the inspiration. Do you believe enough to die for it? Die for it, die for it. Who's got the heart? Who's got it? Whose side is the biggest? Wear it on your sleeve. But we can make a difference. Oh yeah. Who's got the heart?
Who's got it?
Whose heart is the biggest? Now wear it on your sleeve. But we can make a difference. Oh
so lucky at Fernridge School because we get heaps of opportunities to have a go at different sports. This term, as well as swimming, kids have played netball, t-ball, kiorahi, cricket, softball, hockey and ripper. Bella and Ivana are here to share a report with us about the Ripper Rugby Tournament. Welcome, Bella and Ivana.
Hi, our names are
Nirvana
and Bella. On Tuesday the 11th of March, there was a Ripper Rugby Tournament and our team was Holly M, Evie and Ali, Nirvana, Bella, Darius, Hudson, Custom, Ali, Leo, Willow and Mason.
The schools that we faced were MVS, St Patrick's, Lakeview, Fernridge and Coasties. When we got to Memorial Park, we went to find where to sit. We got all ready to play and put it on our ribs. Our first game was against St Patrick's. We won 7-6. Next we faced Lakeview. We won to Lakeview 12-8. Then we faced Fernridge Toru and the score was to us 8-3. Next we faced Coasters. The score was 9-11. After that we beat MPS by 8-6. We were undefeated.
When we got back to school, so many people were asking how we did and if we won. Well, yeah, we were undefeated. Holly and I went and told Miss Williams. She told us to tell Emma and Miss D. All of them were so proud of us.
After that, we stayed in room 10 and did colouring ins and games. We went home so excited to tell our family the news.
Thank you, Bella and Ivana. It was a great day out. We are near the end of our show, but I think we have time for at least one more song. Next on the decks, we've got Stitches by Shawn Mendes.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kiss, drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleeding till I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself. Gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head.
Welcome back. You're on air with Holly and Willow from Fernridge School. As I mentioned earlier, we get lots of great opportunities to play different sports at Fernridge. Some of those, like softball, we only get to do it in year 5 and 6. This is something lots of us look forward to, and it's a big deal. We play in a grade with year 7 and 8 kids. We are lucky to have an amazing local team that we can look up to, the Giants. We welcome Ariana to the show and to share a report most recent season and how they inspire her in her own game.
Hi, I'm Ariana, and I'm going to talk about the Giants softball finals. On Wednesday, the Giants team softball went to South Park for their finals. They tried so hard to make it this far, and they did. They also have to face a team that had a big battle with them last time they faced. I was there watching them as well. They were great, aka so good. I learned a lot from them. And now I play softball too. I love playing softball. Now I have made it to the finals and I came second place. Back to the Giants. They had about 5 games in total. There were lots of kids cheering for them. Family, friends, they were all there just for them. They got 2 home runs, 3 people home that weren't home runs, but that was only the first round. Sadly, they came second just like me, and they lost, but they tried their best, and that's what I'm happy about.
Thank you, Ariana. We wish the Giants all the best for their next season, and we can't wait for until we get to play again too. Well, Holly, I'm sad to say it, but that brings us to the end of our show. I've had a blast hosting with you.
I couldn't agree more, Willow, and Mrs. Putty thought we wouldn't be able to get through without at least one argument. We showed her. Hi to our folks. Thanks for lending us your ears. You've been listening to Live Wires from Fernridge School with Holly and Willow, broadcast on RFM.access radio, Wairarapa at 10 a.m. Thursday morning, and available as a podcast from www.rfm.co.nz.